Feeling angry? Call 888-9-CALL-KIM. It's your time with Kim.
Is there an Arizona judge is being, she's being accused of victim blaming after sentencing a man who groped a woman at a bar. The judge turned to the woman and said, "Well, you know what? If you weren't there, it wouldn't have happened to you. And women need to be vigilant about their safety. Women need to understand that even going to the grocery store after 10 p.m. puts them at risk." Curious if you think this is victim blaming or if this is just sound advice to women. Jack?
I think it's kind of both, but I think she was covering herself up. I think the first line was definitely victim blaming. I think she had a disdain for the environment in which the woman was in. But I do think, like, women have to, I mean, my sisters grew up knowing about the buddy system. My daughters, when they get older, are going to practice the buddy system. You have to make yourself less accessible. You have to stay in well-lit areas. That's all good advice.
Would you give that same advice to your sons or mainly just to your daughters?
I would give awareness is definitely something I would always give my son. Don't get inebriated in public beyond a point where you can't get yourself out, like as far as walking to a cab. You know, like, those are all, but even more so, women of a certain age are more targeted for, I think men experience incidents of violence more, but I feel like women of a certain age are more targeted for predatory behavior, as rape statistics indicate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, women are definitely, we're very targeted, and that's why we're taught to do certain things, like lace our keys through our fingers, which, Courtney, you say is a bad idea?
Yes, I actually took a self-defense class because I believe that, you know, us women should, you know, make sure that we know how to handle ourselves. And I was taught by a police academy instructor, and she actually told us that if we lace it between our fingers, we're going to do more damage and actually possibly even break our hand in the process.
Really? So what are you supposed to do then?
We were taught basic fight tactics. Like, we did some judo and some, like, karate stuff to do, but no lacing fingers or your keys through your fingers.
What about wearing high heels so that you can use it as a weapon?
She always told us that we're not supposed to wear any shoes that we can't run in.
Well,
if you can't run well in those shoes or, you know, be able to turn around really fast and kick somebody in them, don't wear them. She was very against high heels.
Yeah, I'm very for high heels, so I don't think I'm going to be listening to that rule. I'm instead going to use it as a weapon. But thank you, Courtney. That's good information. So I guess mace and maybe a gun and maybe a stun gun even, to protect yourself.
So.
Thank you, Courtney, for your call. Tricia, what do you think? Do you think the Arizona judge was victim blaming?
No, I think the judge was giving really sound advice. I wish more females would pass on this advice to people. I think women are too naive and too trusting and not aware enough of their surroundings.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think when she said if you weren't even there, this wouldn't have happened to you? I mean,
I think that that's good for her to tell her that. Like,
really?
I think women need to think about the situations that they're putting themselves into. I mean, and even me myself, like, I drive all the time by myself, and I don't think about the danger that I'm putting myself into unless someone else tells me, you better think this through. I just don't think that women really think things through about what the danger could be.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
there's lots of creeps out there, too, that have raped or attempted to rape other women, but charges weren't brought against them, so they weren't taken off the street.
Right.
And I think women forget that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it was probably a combination of both, but thank you so much, Tricia. Thanks for joining the show tonight. If you want to comment, you can email me, Facebook me, tweet me. Just head to my website for all the info, yourtimewithkim.com.
Check out yourtimewithkim.com and get an earful,
blah, 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 blah,
and an eyeful of Kim.
Wow!
Anytime you want. Your Time with Kim is produced by Jill Crapanzano, engineered by Ken Rojas. Your Time with Kim is a product of Entercom Communications, presented by United Stations Radio Networks.